There's a race underway to harness the energy of the stars, fusion, to create an abundant clean source of power on Earth. One of those companies, Commonwealth Fusion Systems, has received $1.8 billion in funding from Bill Gates, among other backers. Its goal? To develop the world's first fusion device that creates more energy than it uses by 2025. Bruce Gellerman of member station WBUR reports the company will open a factory in Massachusetts to build the machines.
Work is in high gear as Richard Holcomb, director of construction and facilities, walks the 47-acre site in Devens, just west of Boston.
We'll step over the wall. We'll go that way.
Holcomb has worked on a lot of big projects, but he's never built anything like this. The concrete walls, they'll be 8 feet thick.
All of it just screamed at me like, wow, this is going to be amazing. So if there was an opportunity, I had to be part of it.
It is a unique factory where Massachusetts-based Commonwealth Fusion Systems plans to manufacture devices that convert matter into energy, just like the sun.
The first building is our future headquarters and manufacturing operation, and the second building will be the future home of our Spark device.
Spark is designed to be the world's first net-positive fusion machine, a prototype for a full-scale device that promises to generate a lot more energy than it uses. Theoretically, a quart of fuel derived from seawater could heat 10,000 homes for a year. The Spark technology was created and tested in a cavernous lab in a building that was once a Nabisco cookie warehouse on the MIT campus.
We needed it to be a fairly large room because we built the world's largest fusion magnet in this room.
Bob Mumgarde is CEO and founder of Commonwealth Fusion Systems. He got his PhD at MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center. The research center and Mumgarde's company are collaborating to build a device to do on Earth what intense gravity does in the center of stars: compress and heat atoms of hydrogen so that their nuclei fuse together, producing enormous amounts of energy.
You basically have to put a sun in a bottle. And so what type of bottle should you build? It turns out that if you build a magnetic bottle, that can actually hold the fuel at the same conditions that stars get to.
The critical component MIT and Commonwealth Fusion built was the world's most powerful superconducting magnet. It's encased in a stainless steel vacuum chamber.
And buried inside there is a magnet that's about 10 tons. It's about 10 feet tall. And it has the distinction of being made out of an entirely new type of material that allows it to go to very, very high magnetic field.
In a recent test, the new magnet was 400,000 times stronger than the Earth's magnetic field. Seven peer-reviewed research papers found that if you could build magnets this powerful, it should be possible to build a working fusion energy device called a tokamak. A tokamak is donut-shaped. The inside, where the fuel goes, is a vacuum. The device Commonwealth Fusion plans to build at Devens will be surrounded by the special magnets that are made of a new superconducting wire and have to be kept cold, very cold.
So the magnets will operate at 20 Kelvin. It's roughly minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Joy Dunn is head of operations for the company. She says at this cold temperature, the superconducting wires lose all resistance to the flow of electrons. This enables the magnets to compress the fuel to super hot temperatures and pressure, creating the conditions to make fusion energy inside the tokamak.
And on the other side of the wall of the vacuum vessel, we're operating the plasma at about 100 million degrees Celsius. So it's actually going to be the largest thermal gradient in the world in just a matter of inches.
Inside the device, the plasma fuel will be five times hotter than the center of the sun. But delicate, says Bob Mumgarde of Commonwealth Fusion.
Some people think about fusion as like, oh, it's like lava, you know, like really hot, like lava. But that's actually not what it is. It's actually closer to like a candle in the wind.
Mumgarde explains that the conditions to make fusion in a tokamak are so difficult to create and sustain, the steel devices are inherently safe. They can't melt down.
If you think about it, it's like, well, yeah, stars are out there in space. They don't touch anything. And that's what you have to basically build in a fusion machine. And at the minute that it touches something, it doesn't melt through like lava. Instead, it extinguishes like a flame.
5 years ago, a tokamak at MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center produced the intense pressure and temperatures needed to make fusion for a few milliseconds. The center's director, Dennis White, says the magnets used in that device were made with ordinary copper wire.
And when that turned on to produce that confining magnetic field, it consumed over 200 million watts of electrical power. So you say, well, what a great scientific achievement, hotter than the center of the sun. But it's hard to imagine it as a practical power source because you're using so much electricity to generate the magnetic field.
But the new high-temperature superconducting magnets, like those that will be used at Cobbenwell Fusion's Spark device, require just 20 watts, 1/10 millionth the amount of energy, reducing the cost, making commercial fusion financially feasible.
The idea is that you get one major disruptive technological breakthrough and it speeds everything else up. But the technology didn't exist until it did a few weeks ago here.
Fusion is the greatest technological challenge that I think humanity has ever taken on.
British plasma physicist Arthur Terrell is author of the new book, The Star Builders and the Race to Power the Planet. He believes the fusion energy technology challenges will be solved and credits the emergence of private sector funding.
I think we're closer than we've ever been before. It's not really about time. It's about the will to do this. It's about the investment that we're putting into it as a society. And it's about the kind of priority that we give it and the number of people who are working on it.
Today, there are about 24 companies competing to produce fusion energy devices that promise unlimited safe power, free of carbon emissions. Helion in Everett, Washington, is backed by tech billionaire Peter Thiel. Jeff Bezos is behind General Fusion in Canada. And Bill Gates has invested in Commonwealth Fusion Systems, which will have 300 workers when the Devens factory is finished. CEO Bob Mumgard predicts a net fusion device by 2025 and a commercial fusion machine in the early 2030s. He says it's a matter of urgent necessity.
If you look at what needs to be done for climate to keep the planet in a livable range, we will not be able to build these things fast enough. It's a hopeful story.
That story from WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.